Well, we took a week off. I, for one, feel rested and rejuvenated, and I'm a whole new woman. What about you, really? Oliver?
I'm the same man.
Yeah, I was actually just trying to be positive. I feel maybe even more tired than I normally do. Okay. So
that makes me feel normal, because I was going to say the defining characteristic of me right now is I'm so tired. I'm like exhausted.
Yeah.
What is that?
I mean, I don't know.
I think it's just ennui. Like, ennui.
Ennui?
Ennui.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Sadness.
Oh, you know what's so funny? I know what word you're talking about, but I've only ever seen it written down.
Yeah.
I've never said it said all. It's like E-N-N-U-I, right?
That one.
That's how you say that.
Ennui.
The more you know. I guess I should learn words like that before I run away to Paris next summer if I still
perfect.
Do that.
Congrats, Dan.
Thank you. don't congratulate me just yet. My bank account literally laughed when I said I was gonna. I heard it laughing when
you're
it
like
I
Paris,
said I was
Texas.
Gonna run. They're like, bitch, which Paris?
You going to Claremont?
The Paris Villa Suites in Inglewood or whatever the fuck. Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love to see it.
But we're back.
Yeah.
Like we never left. And in the 1 week since we left, the league coming back when it's supposed to come back, which is the first real games, like non-preseason games, are going to be the week of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like a worse idea with every passing day.
Yeah.
And we just got information a couple days ago that they did the first round of testing like they did before they went in the bubble, where they test everyone and just sort of get an idea of where they're at, start quarantining people. And it was an 8.8 positivity rate.
That's very high.
That's very high. That's literally almost 1 in 10, which means that on every roster of players, there was at least one player, which is insane. And the thing about this is everyone's like, yeah, but that was true with the bubble, you know, like they had a lot of positive tests. But here's the thing. The bubble is a bubble.
Yeah.
So they took away all the people who had COVID and then they put everyone else in essentially like a high security quarantine for months on end. And didn't let any outside people join until like way later.
Yeah.
And that worked like a charm. What we're dealing with the regular season this year is they're just going to sort of follow the like MLB format where they minimize travel, minimize traveling parties. But like some of these rules, like, I mean, rules is like, it kind of reminds me of the stay at home order right now in LA. It's you can't leave your house. Otherwise, it's a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're shopping at a cute little boutique in your neighborhood, in which case, have at it.
Insane.
Basically, it's like, as long as you're spending money, it's actually totally legal to go anywhere in LA right now, really. I mean, you can go to a church. You can be on a film set.
Exactly, yeah.
And it seems like the NBA season is sort of like that. It's like, oh, we have all these rules in place because we want it to look like we're trying.
Wink,
but
wink,
really,
wink,
there's
wink.
Not... Yeah, and I'm just like, this is going to be a disaster, right? Is that fair to say? Like,
I mean, I feel like when I've made personal decisions in my life like this, you know, like, I'm going to stop drinking except on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Tuesdays. And today I actually really deserve a drink because it was, like, so stressful.
Exactly.
And you know what's funny? You talking about drinking, that's how I handle carbohydrates. I am the same exact way. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to eat, like, mostly lean proteins and vegetables and stuff. And it's like, a bitch earned a cookie today, okay? Like, actually five. Actually, I'm going to eat this entire tray of cookies.
Yeah. And the NBA is like, we deserve a cookie.
We deserve a cookie. And that cookie is
infecting
personal freedom. I don't know.
Everyone.
But okay, so this is a tweet from Shams from The Athletic. It says, NBA teams traveling parties are allowed only up to two guests in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Only up to two. Only two is an interesting choice of words when we're talking about people who haven't been like
they
quarantining.
Shouldn't have added the
and
only.
Like, there's no, they're up to, like, they're allowed up to two guests. That seems like plenty in one hotel room.
Yeah.
Even under normal circumstances. And then it says, family members or, this is Rich, longtime close personal friends who reside in the city.
Who reside in the city.
That sentence, if we break it down, it's a very rich text.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime close personal friends is extremely subjective. I don't know like how you define that.
I'm dying.
If you like go back and you're like, your oldest text to them is actually from only 6 months ago. But then also who reside in the city.
Yeah, we're gonna check their residency.
Let's dig into that. Reside in the city, not the city that the player is from, the city that they're traveling. It's like you can legitimately have a in every city in the United States
absolutely.
And say they're a long time personal friend.
And do we need to see their COVID
They can
results?
Come to your hotel room, and that's totally kosher.
Yeah. We don't even know if they have COVID. We're just like...
We don't know if they have COVID. We don't know if... And, like, the thing is like, yeah, I'm sure they have to get tested before they come in the hotel. They'll probably be doing rapid testing like they were in the bubble. Mm-hmm. But, like, we know that, you know, you can be asymptomatic and test negative for up to 14 days after right. you've become contagious. So, this... Literally, the rules... As they currently stand are you're allowed to have a guest from every city you visit in your hotel room with you.
Yeah.
But only up to two of them.
But only total. Up to two. Okay. And, per and somebody night. Like they're definitely going to monitor that.
What
they're
are you
definitely
going to go into outline James Harden's orgies? Room. What are you outlining? Yeah. I mean, these rules aren't rules. This is like how many more.
Oh, are players Christ. Having orgies in the season? I mean, I guess they have. Some of them definitely are.
If players can have up to two guests in their hotel room per city, what are the rules really then?
There are no
How
rules.
Many more people are you going to fucking have in your hotel room if there weren't a, wasn't a rule in place?
There are rules.
Like, it's just no preposterous.
It's crazy.
I mean, just the fact that in LA County, they're totally allowed to shoot films right now and have everyone on set that it takes to shoot a film, which is can be like up to, you know, dozens into like 100 people say, but you can't like eat out at a restaurant. It's just like shut everything down, dude. Shut everything down. We're almost out of hospital beds.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are we doing? And I just look at, of course, I'm excited for the season to come. I'm not trying to be like on my little soapbox here, you know, like if and when it comes back, I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna enjoy it.
Oh,
I'm the target demographic for this. Like, I fully understand that. But like, also on the same token, what the fuck are we doing right now? Like, it is a raging pandemic. We're getting up to like the point of like the number of people who are dying every day is like more people than died in 9/11. Like, we're running out of ICU beds. Like, why are we playing sports? Why are our fucking retail stores open? Like, what the fuck are we doing right now?
We just simply will not commit. We're like,
we simply will not behave.
We won't do it. And I think part
America
of it is
a petulant child.
Yeah,
it is ridiculous.
It's because our government doesn't want to pay us money. And they know that,
You know, in Canada, they get like $2,000 a month and have since the beginning of this shit.
Oh, absolutely. Other countries get even more. And it's like, they know that if they shut everything down, then they have to then pay us to stay home. And they're like, well,
you know how I hate it here is a meme. Like, I hate it here is like absolutely. People like say that as a meme on the internet. I literally fucking hate it here.
Yeah.
I'm no irony.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, I say all that. And like I said, I'm not going to act like when the NBA comes back, I'm not going to be fucking thrilled to have the distraction and thrilled to watch because I will.
Yeah.
But I also am like, this is not safe or wise and it's not going to go well.
It's not going to be a slam dunk.
No.
It's
I see what you did there.
But, you know, watch like the only teams that get COVID be like the Bulls or something, you know? I'm like, oh shoot.
I mean, I heard someone point out, which is a good point, that if, you know, like I'm sure you saw that article that Wall Street billionaires are like demanding that they get first access to the tests after like essential Incredible. Workers, which is like, you know, America gonna America, but
and they're gonna get it. Yeah.
And they're gonna get it. Yeah. Cause money rules everything.
Yeah.
But they pointed out on Twitter, I forget who this was, but they were like, you think that if billionaires have access to these, to the immunizations first, that the NBA can't get access to like 500
mm-hmm.
of them. Like, so I guess there's a chance that they're going to just immunize everyone at some point a month or two into the season.
That has to be the plan, right?
That has to be
because California is supposed to be getting, you know, Newsom tweeted like, yeah, by the middle of December, we'll have, you know, vaccines. And I was like, damn, all right.
Yeah. So they have to be assuming that at least not if not by the beginning of the season, but at least by like a month or two into it, that they're going to have vaccines, right? Otherwise, this plan makes no sense. Like, how could you let people travel to different cities? Like, they're allowed to go to certain restaurants too and stuff like that. And I'm like, just with the current state of things, like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, my wet blanket opinion is like, is that our best use of vaccines right now, is NBA players? Like,
yeah, you mean,
aren't there other people who probably need them? Like, I don't know, teachers or
my neighborhood is cracking with fucking COVID.
People who work at a grocery store and get exposed to thousands of people every single day. Or
there's like a Walgreens near me and they were like, huge outbreak at Walgreens, everyone got it. And I was like, damn, that Walgreens is four blocks from me.
Everyone got it. I was like, damn. That's the headline.
Yeah, exactly.
All those motherfuckers are just saying,
so I skimmed the article, okay? But I'm just saying, it was super close to me. And like, my neighborhood
was
a hot spot.
This is what happens when Tolliver writes like for the local news. It's like, damn, bunch of people got sick as hell at Walgreens.
Yo, I used to write for Reuters, and they, you know, that's like the world's news, whatever Reuters says.
Yeah.
The most, you know my brain.
And they let you write it?
They let me write it. It was the most stressful thing I've ever done. Because you can't fuck it up. You can't get it wrong.
You can't get it wrong, or like things, really bad things will happen.
Because they're going to report that in Bangkok. Anyway. So everybody got COVID at Walgreens.
It's a scary time. It's a scary ass time. I think I'm going to go back to ordering my groceries on the internet like I did back in March. Yeah. Because I went to a grocery store the other day and I was just like, they're not even like limiting the amount of people that go in them anymore, I don't think. Like, yeah. There's not like a bouncer at the door, like as if it was fucking Harriet's in West Hollywood anymore. Like, they're actually just kind of like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And nobody knows how to behave. Like, if I see one more fucking person with their nose, I'm like, you mm-hmm. know that those are two holes that go into your lungs, right? You absolutely know how breathing works.
Yeah. It's, I think for a lot of people, it's just like, I'm wearing it. Okay.
I'm wearing it okay.
Okay, Jesus.
As if you, like, what, did you get the vaccine? Like, it's just people,
they got
it
the vaccine.
Boggles the mind.
You don't know, Claire. You don't know that.
I wouldn't. You don't I wouldn't get... be in the, I'm not a billionaire. I wouldn't be in the loop about it, even if they did.
This is my thing with the conspiracy theory. Like, people are always like, the vaccine is going to carry a microchip. And that's like, that's stuff that I would hear as a kid.
Fine.
Like, this mark of the beast.
Are you kidding me?
This, like, it's the mark of the beast. I'm like, what do you?
First, I mentioned Girlfriend Collective leggings in real life one time like 6 months ago, and that's literally all I get advertised on Instagram now. And I will probably get even more ads because my phone is right there right now. I'm not really concerned about a microchip. Microchip is the least of my problems. Would way rather be immunized from a deadly fucking virus than worry about it.
Give me that chip, Zaddy.
Give me that chip.
I mean, remember a time before targeted ads when I would like get ads for washers and dryers? Honestly, I'll take the targeted ads.
Yeah.
It's just like, do you want to buy
targeted
these boots?
To what I'm like, I want.
Yeah. I do want to buy this
video. Do you know how many times I've been suckered into buying something from an Instagram ad? Like, that shit
too.
Works.
Yeah.
That's why they do
I'm
it.
I'm waiting for some boots now. It's been weeks.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, people are just like, it's so funny because the same people who are like, oh my God, I can't take the vaccine because that could be like a tracking device or whatever. What do you think that, why do you think there are filters on Instagram that put little fucking hearts and shit on your face?
Mm-hmm, right.
Because they're scanning your face they now know exactly what you look like from multiple different angles.
That's
come
the wild thing
on,
to me. I'm
guys.
Like, they already got you.
They
fam.
Got you.
Like,
if you own a phone, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
They got you. What
they
are you
got
talking
you.
About?
Like, chill.
And you think,
also,
you think they tracking you? You think they looking for you?
Yeah, that's the other thing that amuses me is, like, you think anyone gives a fuck about your fucking vanilla ass nudes that you're sending right now? Like, no one cares.
No one cares.
Your fucking NSA agent is bored as hell by your sex.
Yeah. Like,
they
really
are not
that
impressed.
Angle? You gonna do that angle again?
Oof. Again? Girl, we all know that's not really what your butt looks like.
We all
if you
know.
Take it from below, it looks bigger.
Poking it the fuck out. Come on.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck about your privacy. And, like, no one gives a fuck that you have privacy, and no one gives a fuck about what they find out via your lack of privacy besides to just sell you more shit, which, whatever.
Exactly.
Like,
they just want to sell me stuff, and
they just want to sell you shit.
Okay. I buy it sometimes. Like, you know.
I love that, like, that's what's scary to people. Not the fact that every time you leave your house is a literal threat to your survival.
Absolutely. Or the fact
but
that
the
like,
idea that someone's spying on you.
That,
like, that's
the eviction moratorium
out.
Ends in, like, you know, February or something like that. And, like,
oh, yeah, we haven't gotten a stimulus check and, like,
exactly.
going on a year
that is
now.
So clearly them trying to gentrify entire neighborhoods. They're like, well, I guess if everybody's kicked out, we can just do what we want.
Yeah, they're like, this is convenient.
Like,
I'm doing my best old white guy voice. This is convenient. I mean,
good.
We can just have everybody out of here and, like, blah, 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 blah.
That part was the best.
Blip. Welp.
Yeah. That's how white guys talk.
It's like when they put the H before the W on things that are WH. Like, I'm just overwhelmed right now by the opportunity that exists in this beautiful neighborhood.
Beautiful. Wow. I've never been that happy. Beautiful.
Beautiful. This is us. This is what we would sound like if this was like an old timey radio show.
Oh, sick.
You know,
I wouldn't, like, be allowed on.
It's anonymous.
You're right. That's true. And
you just have to put on your best white guy voice.
My credit is very good.
We're both white men, as far as everyone knows.
You don't know that.
Yeah. You don't have any proof otherwise, except for my NSA agent who has lots of proof. from many angles.
They're asleep at the wheel. They're like, oh God.
Many angles and different types of lighting of proof that I am a woman. Anyway. I'll stop telling myself. So we missed the fact that the NBA just gives no shits, and them saying that they're a progressive league is just a bunch of baloney, malarkey, as an old white man would say. Yes. But other things that happened this week, a trade that seems like, I mean, the longer I sit with it, the more I can see benefits, but at the time when I was first announced, this trade was the most like, what?
When was the last time John Wall played?
I think it's been almost 2 years.
Like, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, trading Russell Westbrook's contract for trading for John Wall's is like being like, hey, I have this shit sandwich. And then the other team's like, hey, I also have a shit sandwich. Do you want to just trade and see if there are any nuances? Like, I mean, they're both really bad contracts. The two worst contracts in the league, arguably, now that Chris Paul did so well last season in Oklahoma City. It definitely seems like at this point, the Russell Westbrook contract, well, the Gordon Hayward contract is knocking on the door for a worst contract in the league right now.
He says he's still in his prime, Gordon does. Gordon says he's in his prime. Okay.
But when I saw this trade, I was like, why? Like they even serve similar purposes on teams. I'm just like, what is the why? But I guess, you know, change of pace, change of scenery. I get it. I also get that Russ did have a good season last season. When he started being really bad was when he was recovering from COVID.
Right.
So assuming that he's had enough time to recover from that, like that might end up working out really well for Washington. They did pretty well on like draft night and stuff too, and in free agency. So I mean, Washington might be low key. Like I think they're definitely a playoff contender in the East. And as far as the Rockets, I don't really know what's in it for them.
I don't know what's going on.
No one knows how John Wall plays right now. Like, no one knows if he's good or if he still has it. Like, no one's seen it. Him and Harden together, I guess. I don't know.
It's not a title contender. And that's their whole thing. Like, they're trying to win a title. And it's like,
I mean,
another...
are they? Because they traded away like literally half their team.
Yeah, I sometimes don't get it. Like, I get if you're like trying to stay kind of near the top, and then so you can get like within striking distance of one move will put you over the top or something like that. But now it's been so long that I'm like, just y'all got to blow this up.
I really don't understand what
the Lakers
the
gonna
Rockets
be good for
are
a while.
Trying to do.
The Warriors probably gonna be good for a while. You know, like all these teams that are in the West are like gonna be. They look, you know, set for a long time. The Jazz and whatnot. So I don't know. I would just dip. Like, you know what, fuck it.
I mean, what do you think the chances are that James Harden is still on the Rockets at the trade deadline?
I think they're high. I think that James Harden, think, you know, when they're looking at the market or whatever, and like, you know, the Rockets don't want to trade him. Like, there's just like not enough. I think he knows that they have really no interest in moving him. So at a certain point, he's just like, okay.
Just going to give up?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just think like it depends how much of a fit he throws, and he's just he doesn't strike me as a person who's gonna like take that gracefully. So we shall see, I guess. But like the last I read, he hasn't even showed up to training camp yet.
Sheesh.
So maybe he and John Wall are, maybe he's giving John Wall a tour of Houston strip clubs right now. I don't know
exactly.
Wherever you can get the best wings.
Yeah, and everyone's wearing masks.
Everyone's wearing masks and practicing social distancing, and I'm sure being very thoughtful and courteous of each other.
Yeah.
So the next topic that we have to talk about is like straight out of a fucking movie, to be honest. DeMar DeRozan just straight up chased a burglar out of his home. A burglar broke into his house thinking it was Kylie Jenner's house, which is hilarious. That's what happens when you just flaunt that you're a billionaire, like, everywhere anyone will listen, I guess. It's like, people are like, oh, shit, she won't mind if I steal a couple mil. But so, I guess the intruder made it into, like, a room where his kid was playing, which is terrifying. And he just went into, like, protective dad mode and chased him out of there.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I would love to get the security cam footage of that. You know?
Right?
Because that sounds like, it seems like there would probably be some fisticuffs at the
very least.
It's
a gated community. I'm like, how do you,
He was like, Domino's pizza delivery.
I'd be so pissed if I was like a bajillionaire and I lived in like a gated, safe community that I specifically chose because I'm like, I want to be behind this big gate to keep all my money and stuff safe and whatever. Yeah. And then someone still found a way to break into not only to the community, but to my actual fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hell? That would be, yeah.
You walk
he should get a refund on his, you know, like,
yeah,
co-op dues or whatever he has to pay this month. Be like, sir, if I may.
Does everyone have a home in LA? I guess so, right? I guess
pretty
I
much
would.
All the NBA players either have a home in LA or in like Scottsdale, Arizona, I think. Right. They have, or Miami, like somewhere warm for sure.
Okay.
In the off season. Because the off season when it's not 3 days long like it was this year is pretty long. It's like a long time to be able to live.
That's true.
And a lot of the players actually, like their families don't, like especially players that get traded a lot, their families don't end up moving to whatever city they actually got traded to, and they just stay in LA or Scottsdale or wherever because it's like not even worth it because you might just have to move again the next year.
Absolutely.
And the players are only home like half the time during, if that, during the regular season. So they just fly back to wherever their families are. But anyway, I shout out to DeMar.
Yeah.
That quote about like, and they asked him like how he feels about it or how scary it was or whatever. And he's like, I'm from Compton. I've seen worse. That's like an all time quote. That's
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. That just increased
what
his
badass.
Like, trade value, you know?
Who knew? I didn't have DeMar pegged for like a super badass, but that's pretty, because I could say all day long that if someone broke into my house, I would chase them.
Yeah.
But I know it would really happen, which is that I would scream and hide in the closet.
There's some
100%.
Quote. Oh, yeah. I would offer things that they didn't even find.
Just take it, whatever, anything you want.
I'm like, actually, in the closet, I have this lovely vase. You should see it.
So polite.
There's this video of Vince Staples talking to Hannibal Buress. No idea what the context is, but he's like, oh, I hope somebody tests DeMar DeRozan. Oh, I hope somebody tests him.
Damn.
And I was like, that.
And he was right.
Yeah, exactly.
He was right. That's so prescient. Like, wow.
All right, Vince.
What should I do with my life? Does he have any other information in the future?
He's mum on that one.
Okay.
No comment at press time.
I just have to keep, you know, trying to figure it out for myself, I guess, or whatever. but yeah, so I was pretty impressed with that. I was like, all right, DeMar, I see you. I see you. So another interesting thing from this week is I have never heard LeBron talk about another current player the way he talked about Luka on this interview. He was on this podcast this week, and he was talking about just how Luka's like his favorite player in the league right now, and how he thinks like the ceiling is so high for him, and he just like loves like who he is, how he plays the game, the kind of person he is, team first, all this stuff, like plays with so much joy. And I was just like, damn, like, is this like a low key? Is this tampering? Like, are you trying to make Luka?
Luka ain't going nowhere. He's
gonna retire. And you can, like, Dallas is so perfect for him. They fucking love their Eastern European white dudes there. But I thought it was interesting. Something he mentioned from there was that he had talked to Nike about having like a LeBron brand and having Luka be the first signee.
Right.
And that he's like, I don't even think Luka knows that, but he does now. And I'm just like, can you imagine being Luka and being like, fuck.
Yeah.
like what good is it now? Now I'm signed with Jordan forever. Like,
yeah.
Jordan, to me, like the Jordan deals are like the worst deals in a way, because they sort of just coast off like the cachet of the shoes.
Exactly.
And like the access and stuff. But like, as far as actually making money and like how much players get paid for those deals, I feel like the Jordan brand deals are usually the worst ones.
Right, because Jordan has leverage, you know?
Right, because he has leverage. And if he had signed to like as the first player to LeBron, a brand new LeBron brand, like,
yeah, you have, dude, some leverage there. Yeah,
that, like, he would have fucking killed it. I'm sure he's pissed after. I would be so pissed after hearing that interview, being like, man, why didn't you call me? Like, the fuck. Now Jordan owns me for life.
Yeah, it's like you start.
Also, Jordan's probably pissed. Like, LeBron's just like casually like, yeah, I thought about it. Starting my own brand. And Jordan's like, huh? He's like, I took that personally.
So I took it personally.
I just picture Michael Jordan as like real life reiterations of the memes from Last Dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just
him
walking around like everywhere he goes with that glass like full to the brim of Reposado tequila and an ice cube, and just him being like, and I took that personally. It's like the valet's like, it's going to be an extra 5 minutes for your car, Mr. Jordan. He's like, I took that personally. I don't know. I agree with LeBron, though. I feel like Luka is the, if I had to You know, there's always those questions floating around on the internet. Like, if you had to build a franchise around one player in the league right now, who would it be and stuff? Like, for me, it's definitely Luka. Like, I just think that he's like the chosen one.
Absolutely.
I think, of this next crop of guys. More so than Giannis, I think, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough watching, like, great players kind of living it. Like, Trae Young have to always answer questions about fucking Luka and shit. You know?
I mean, that's your lot in life. DeAndre Ayton and then Trae Young. Like, you will be answering questions about Luka for the rest of your life. Like, that's just what it is. I feel
bad for them, you know?
It's not their fault they got chosen before him, but he's also, like, probably the next LeBron. So, that sucks.
I remember leading up to that draft, it was like, in my mind, at least, I was like, Luka, you know, like, for sure. You know, it just seemed like this generation.
I mean, people who were, there were a lot of people I know who were, like, experts who were like, yeah, he was already the MVP of the EuroLeague at, like, 18. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing. And
DeAndre's
like,
cool, but, yeah.
I think that people just really, like, people, you know, scouts just really have a preference for college players versus overseas players for whatever reason. Like, that just always happens. Like, mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they're going to be kicking themselves forever for that. And, it's like, I'm sorry, Trae Young, but it's like the Hakeem Olajuwon syndrome, like great player, but you got picked before fucking Michael Jordan. Right, so you will forever. And Sam Bowie.
Sam Bowie. Oh my God.
That's even worse.
Absolute legend.
But like, you know, like those guys are fine, whatever. But it's like the thing they're going to be the most famous for forever is the fact that Michael Jordan got picked after them.
Yeah.
And that's just is what it is.
Oh my God. So. I'm realizing.
Sorry.
I'm not even, and shit. Listen. Okay. I don't want to derail the whole thing, but I can't believe we didn't include Jimmy and Selena. Whatever. That's it.
Let's talk about it right now. So apparently, spill the tea. You can't see, but I have my pinky out right now.
I could hear the pinky go up. Yeah, I could feel it.
There's some tea about yeah. How many different like old white people am I going to be on this one episode?
Yeah, you're a Palm Springs.
I'm Palm Springs like housewife.
Yeah.
Well, you see, there was some tea this week about. God, that one's even worse. I'm never doing that again.
That was like a little British. Yeah.
It was a little British. Maybe the tea. Maybe that like. Yeah. Subconsciously. So there's rumors that Jimmy Butler is dating Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. And I talked through it with Tolliver already via text. And I realized in the process of talking through it that the thing that made that feel so weird for me is like how off-brand it is for him, because his whole thing is being like the scrappy underdog.
Yeah.
Even though he's for sure one of like probably the top 10 best players in the league right now, like he still has like underdog branding.
Of course, yeah. He was drafted
and
so late.
And she's one of the biggest pop stars on the planet.
Yeah.
So that just feels really weird.
It feels really weird. I can say that from the, you know, I'm on Oliver Basketball Instagram. That's kind of my main portal, which is weird. They approve. Everyone is very happy for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful. She seems like a nice girl. I don't know. My friend is a photographer and he shot her photo for People magazine, I guess, or something recent. And he said that she was very nice and like, easy to work with and stuff. So good for Jimmy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like an odd pairing. But then when I think about it, I'm like, I don't really know that much about Jimmy Butler. I mean, I guess I know that he
loves. I know
he loves country music. You know, like
he likes the Latinas.
Okay. Okay.
That's the knowledge that I have.
Okay.
So I think
Miami.
It checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was probably that did not contribute to his decision to go to Miami.
He was like Philly.
Whatever. I ship it. Why not?
Yeah.
It could be worse. He could be dating like a shittier pop star.
Yeah. The Weeknd, Bieber, Jimmy Butler. It checks out.
Yeah. One of these things is not like the other.
She's absolutely moving up, I think. Happy for the, you know, potential couple. You know.
Yeah, good for them. You know, honestly, good for Jimmy. I guess he's not with his baby moms anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Unless he's trying to Malik Beasley it. Should we talk about that? Is that too old of news now?
Let's talk about Daniel House.
We took a week off. Whatever. Malik Beasley is a wilding on the internet and the Timberwolves just signed him to like a $60 million extension. Yeah. And it's just so Timberwolves. Like, I can't like forget how outlandish the story is. Like, I don't know if you saw the emails he wrote to his other mistress. That's not Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, yeah.
there was another one, and he was basically just like, I don't want you to strip anymore. I want to pay for your lifestyle, but I can never like actually wife you because I'm married.
That is.
And then he was like commenting publicly on Larsa Pippen's Instagram being like, I want to take you out and show you a good time. And a bunch of people commented on his comment like, dude, aren't you married? Like, they were like, what are you doing? Which is so funny to me.
Oh my god.
Like, other people who don't know him were like, dude, like, you're really famous and married, like, what?
The confidence to just be like, I know the repercussions,
right? And I just don't give a fuck. But so that's all really funny and like ridiculous, but the funniest part about that is sandwiched between him getting arrested for brandishing a weapon at a 13-year-old and also then weeks later him getting caught very blatantly publicly cheating on his wife and his wife immediately filing for divorce. Between those two events, smack dab in the middle of them, was the Timberwolves offering him a $60 million contract extension.
That's why they did it.
There's no event that's ever happened that's more Timberwolves than that.
Yeah.
Except for maybe like them throwing the bag at Andrew Wiggins. Like, it's incredible. It's like, I get that you don't get great free agents very often, and I get the desire to secure them, but this dude is clearly a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
I was talking to somebody because I was talking about how I had a crush on Nikola Pekovic. Remember him?
Yes.
Apparently.
Okay.
I have no, other than Google, but apparently Nikola Pekovic is like a drug lord.
What?
Yeah,
wait, allegedly.
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 I'm just saying.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Can't confirm or deny. That is wild. So is there more to that story? Are you just going to drop that bomb?
According to opencourtbasketball.com, hot site, after his career, Nikola Pekovic has apparently found success as a mobster and drug lord. So, didn't see that coming.
How do you find success as a mobster and drug lord?
He's like, actually failed as a mobster and drug lord.
He won the Drug Lord of the Week award last week? Or like, what? How do you measure that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Congrats for him, to him. You know, that sounds more lucrative
like
than
comes
playing
with the question mark.
The Timberwolves, you know.
I mean, apparently not. Apparently, playing with the Timberwolves is like the most lucrative thing you can do because it doesn't matter how bad you fuck up, they're just gonna throw
tens of millions of dollars
at you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Speaking of people wilding out on the internet, my personal favorite thing that happened last week was not NBA related, but Soul legend Dionne Warwick.
Oh yes.
Got a Twitter account, which is great, and she has just been dragging people within an inch of their lives for no apparent reason. There's no like obvious motivation, but I am so fucking here for it.
Yeah.
So the first one was about Chance the Rapper.
Uh-huh.
And it's just so good. So the first tweet was, hi, Chance, at Chance the Rapper. Definitely tagged him. If you are very obviously a rapper, why did you put it in your stage name? I cannot stop thinking about this, which is like legendary tweet. It's such a good tweet.
Oh, my God.
And then, so like Chance the Rapper wrote back and was basically like, I'm so honored that you even know who I am. Like, thank you. And then her next tweet was, I am now Dionne the Singer.
Dragged.
Incredible. So then she didn't stop. She's like anybody can catch this L. She's like, The Weeknd is next. Why? It's not even spelled correctly. At The Weeknd.
And
then the last one was, if you have quote the in your name, I'm coming for you. I need answers today.
Dionne Warwick is 80 years old.
She's older than that, isn't she?
She's in her Twitter. It says, I turned
80. Oh, I'm turning 80. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's 80 years old, and she's like murking all of your favorite pop stars on the timeline. Incredible. Also, just like, apparently she is promoting something, and good for her. She figured out the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, congratulations, you figured out how to get publicity. Like, that's brilliant. I'm here for it.
So listen, there was a precursor to this because I was like, wasn't she doing something like this earlier? I forgot that I saw these early in the week. She tweeted, how do send a tweet to at Snoop Dogg? Did I do this correctly?
She's shooting her shot at Snoop Dogg?
So that was 3 days ago.
Amazing.
Okay, what about Taylor Swift? I want to tell her I hope that she's having a good day and keeping her head high. Hi, at Taylor Swift. I hope you're in good spirits and having a wonderful day. Keep your head high.
Oh my God, that's so wholesome.
So,
well, maybe she figured out that the wholesome tweets weren't working for making her go viral, and she needed to just start being messy as hell.
Exactly.
I'm here for it.
Damn, maybe
whatever,
I should
whatever gets Dion, you know, her album sales or whatever she needs or wants. Like, you know what I was also thinking about, because she was in the forefront of my mind this week? That Bloodline is crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, how are that many people in your family that talented?
So talented. Yeah.
That's nuts. Like, Whitney Houston, Sissy Houston, Dionne Warwick, like, just all immediate family.
Yeah.
Blood related.
Just absolutely just happened crushing to be, like, it vocally.
That DNA, they need to find a way to, like, you know, extract that DNA that makes them all so insanely good at singing.
Remember in the 90s when we were like, we're going to start cloning humans soon? I remember being a kid. They cloned that sheep, whatever its name was. And then
the overlords who were running the simulation were like, why would we clone the humans when we could just make robots?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest is history. Ding. Like the end. Like bombs are exploding in the background. Mm-hmm. There were literally unexplained explosions in my neighborhood last night.
Really?
And I went on Nextdoor, which I never go on, but what Nextdoor is good for is when there's like some crazy sound in your neighborhood and you don't know what it is and you go on there. Well, the thing is like, not to, you know, whatever, but I grew up in New York City. I can tell a fucking gunshot from a firework. Like, hello. If you've ever lived in anything that could be considered the hood, you can definitely tell the difference between a gunshot and a firework. Yeah. Like, it's not that hard to differentiate, but this was neither. Yeah. For sure. It was like, sounded like a bomb, like several bombs. So I went on Nextdoor and I was like, you useless motherfuckers. It was just like 40 other people like me being like, what was that? Yeah. Like, no one knew. I was like, waste of my fucking time.
Wait, so what's your Nextdoor neighborhood?
I'm not going to reveal that on this podcast.
Okay, gotcha. Because I was in Echo Park.
On the east side of LA.
Okay, I was I'm still in the group, even though I don't live there. Don't tell Nextdoor.
Okay.
But I get on all the time, and it's hilarious.
It's messy. It's the messiest.
Joy.
The only app that's messier than Nextdoor that I actually is my favorite social media to peruse is Venmo. Venmo is low-key the most entertaining social media. Because if you actually have ever looked at your Venmo feed, no one ever does that, but it's so funny. Like, you see beginnings of relationships. You see which one of your friends are, like, secretly stingy and, like, getting Venmo'd for like a $5 coffee or some shit. You see when people, like, it's so entertaining. I love Venmo.
Yeah. And I go on because I'm like, which one of these are drug transactions? You know? And
That's one of the most fun things to decipher. Yeah. Like the snowflake.
Yeah.
The leaf. The so little bold. Puff of smoke.
You know?
Yeah. Or you can tell it's like real drugs, like real drugs, when it's like nothing to do with drugs, but it's like some really obscure food no one would ever want.
Absolutely.
Like, thanks for the spaghetti dinner or whatever. It's like, you just bought a shit ton of drugs.
You bought a lot of ketamine just now. Got it.
Noted. Yeah, that's what me and Tolliver do with our time. Great contributing members to society
quarantine
over here.
Quarantine has been very
This is
productive.
What happens when you give us a week off the podcast. We don't know what to do with ourselves. This is why we got to do the podcast every week, because otherwise we're just trying to deduce what drugs people are buying on Venmo.
Yeah.
Which is...
These are lame. White Claws. Drums. Oh, people have they've lost their edge on Venmo. Lotion bars? What is a lotion bar?
That's definitely drugs.
Okay.
All right. On that note, this has been another fun-filled edition of Dimes and Dozens.
Yeah.
We will be back next week and... Training camp will already be in full swing, and we'll tell you how many people have gotten COVID.
Yeah, James Harden will not be there. He'll be there on December 24th. No.
He's going to send a stripper in his stead and be like, I taught her my jump shot. Taught her everything I know.
Back. All right.
10 out of 10 would rather see a stripper with a good step back on the Rockets this year than James Harden.
I mean,
just
going
to throw that out there.
You're
that
not
sounds
wrong.
More entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you next week.
Bye.
We'll find out what happens.
Yes. We'll be right back.